I don't even care if you're listening. It doesn't matter to me. As a matter of fact, I don't even want you to listen to this commentary. I would rather that you wouldn't. I'm Dr. Ray. I just hit you with a blatant version of the reverse psychology tactic. A common technique used in parenting. You know how it goes. Little Lavina is visiting Grandpa. She won't kiss him goodbye. She absolutely refuses. So, in desperation, we say, okay, Lavina, no, Grandpa doesn't want you to kiss him. No, you are not allowed to kiss Grandpa. He doesn't want any kisses. Don't even try to kiss him. Whereupon, counting upon little Lavina's nature to be rebellious, she turns and kisses Grandpa. Ah, we won. No, we didn't. We lost. We taught a bad lesson. We got Lavina to do what we wanted, but only at the cost of disobeying us to do so. I think the reverse psychology tactic is a trick on us. We feel like we have gotten a child to act appropriately because we went counter to their natural instincts. But in fact, they did what we were hoping they would do only because they got to disobey us to do it. Should you use a reverse psychology tactic? I don't think so. I think it's better just to be straightforward about what you expect and what'll happen if it doesn't happen. And sometimes if little Lavina isn't going to kiss Grandpa, you don't need to do anything. Kiss Grandpa yourself. And hopefully little Lavina will get to kiss him when she gets a little older and a little less prone to the reverse psychology tactic. I'm Dr. Ray.